Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Morgan Anderson. There is water everywhere. 71% of Earth's surface is covered by water. Although this might seem like drinking water is in abundance, this is not the case. Less than 4% of that water is fresh water, and of that fresh water, 68% of it is unavailable, locked away in ice. It is important to understand what is happening to this available fresh water. How is it distributed? Who is in charge of our freshwater supply, and how is it being used? These types of questions are not new to civilization. Efforts to control the usage of water are as old as human settlement. Early concerns were about irrigation methods and resource control over territories. Other problems are being considered since climate experts predict that climate change may increase water scarcity in dry regions and increase competition for water among agriculture, ecosystems, municipalities, businesses, and energy production. These changing times call for adaptive systems. Currently, in the U.S., governance of water depends on federal systems and history of land ownership and settlement. In many states, water rights are determined by who owns the land or was there first. This type of governance can cause problems because water knows no boundaries. There can be disputes over indigenous rights when thinking about land acquisition. Drought, overconsumption, and pollution of water affects people everywhere, and some may not have a territorial right to water resources. One theorized way of governing water is through the bioregional perspective. Bioregionalism means thinking about water governance at the regional scale to better see the complexity of the entire ecosystem. One may be able to tackle water governance problems more effectively since this would dissolve governance borders. Since most bioregions go across state borders, there can be multiple perspectives brought to issues concerning water governance. The bioregional perspective would allow for multiple viewpoints, making it easier to cope and adapt with change. In addition to diversity in decision-making, bioregionalism also promotes cooperation, although it does not mean that it always happens this way. There will always be different opinions and ideas about new ways to manage water resources. While bioregionalism may not be the definite management practice, it does provide more opportunities for idea collaboration and cooperation, and also serves as a catalyst for conversation.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.